540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Former President Trump is fuming over fraud charges.
We're going to be here for months with a judge that already made up his mind. It's ridiculous. He's a Democrat judge, he's an operative, and it's ridiculous.
Prosecutors in New York are making a case that Trump and his associates lied for years about his assets and net worth to land business in the state. Correspondent Robert Costa was inside the courtroom today.
During the course of that opening argument by the government, I watched as Trump had his arms folded across his chest. He leaned toward the table. He seemed to grimace. He definitely shook his head a few times as he listened to the government present in a PowerPoint scenario how they believe Trump committed fraud.
The state's seeking $250 million in damages and wants to ban Trump from doing business again in New York. Government shutdown averted, but far-right Republicans aren't happy with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy for working with Democrats on the deal. Florida's Matt Gaetz wants to strip the speaker of his title.
Members of the Republican Party might vote differently on a motion to vacate if they heard what the speaker had to share with us about his secret side deal with Joe Biden on Ukraine. I'll be listening. Stay tuned.
President Biden implied this weekend funding there will continue. CBS's Stacey Lynn is at the White House.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre assured it was still a top priority for President Biden.
Not just us, there are Republicans and Democrats in Congress in a bipartisan way who wants to see funding in Ukraine continue.
She didn't say how. Actress Selma Blair introduced President Biden at an event to recognize the American with Disabilities Act and what it's done to help millions over the last three decades.
In my own disability advocacy, I have realized that these historic pieces of legislation were vital steps towards fairness, but the push towards equity continues.
The actress was diagnosed with MS in 2018. Federal health officials are now reviewing a common antibiotic as a morning after pill for gay and bisexual men. Doctors say doxycycline can be used to avoid some common STDs if it's taken within 72 hours of having unprotected sex. If you're planning a trip for the holidays, CBS's Matt Piper says it may be a good time to book.
Travel deal site Going.com says prices fluctuate in the 3 to 5 months before the holidays, so there are deals now. But as the holidays get closer, cheaper tickets are harder to come by. Hopper says right now is the sweet spot to buy for Thanksgiving, October 14th being the cutoff.
This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Tonight, a preview of the Horizon West condo demo process will take place during a public meeting at Waukesha City Hall. The meeting will provide information about the condo teardown scheduled to start next month. The demolition will kick off with the use of a high-reach excavator, initially targeting the building's eastern end. The process will involve demo work from the top to the bottom, moving inward and pulling the exterior walls into the building's footprint. They'll be sorting and stacking debris for recycling purposes. OWI charges are coming for a 73-year-old man accused of hitting a kid with his car in West Allis yesterday. Police initially were called to near 84th and National at around 2:20. The child, who was attempting to cross the street on a bicycle, suffered significant injuries and was taken to a nearby hospital. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council. My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Time out!
All right! Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right to the front lines of history in the making, and boy, did it get made. A lot of history made this weekend. They'll be writing about it in PhD dissertations 100 years from now, and it happened while you were alive over the weekend. You may not have tracked it hour by hour, but here's what happened. Right after our show on Friday, Saturday morning, they got rid of the fear of default, got rid of the fear of closing down our government. What happened was Kevin McCarthy put a resolution, a continuing resolution out on the floor, and it passed 335-91. 335-91. 90 Republicans voted against it. One Democrat voted against it. That was Congressman Quigley of Illinois. He's a very good guy, but he was angry, as I am, and a lot of people, about the exclusion of aid to Ukraine in this particular continuing resolution. But 90 Republicans voted against it, trying to pose for holy pictures back in their districts, pretending to be MAGA whatevers. Here was the breakdown. There were 209 Democrats, 209. The Democrats have 213 votes. Quigley voted against it. That's 210. So there are three others who didn't vote or weren't there or whatever. Maybe there's a vacant seat somewhere. But 90 Republicans voted against it. 126 Republicans voted for it. 126 voted for it. Why is all that important? Because it took 289 votes to pass. Why did it take 289 votes to pass? Because anything having to do with finance, funding, budgets requires a two-thirds majority. So it required 289 votes to pass. It would not have passed without Democrats. It turns out it wouldn't have passed without virtually all the Democrats. It was only 335-91. A little dirty secret in the background. Donald Trump talked to his MAGA supporters in Congress. This comes on fairly good authority, and said, do what you have to do. In other words, he let him off the hook. He's not going to be attacking McCarthy and the others, or so he said. Of course, he's lied in the past. But this has been a charade right from the start. This could have been done a long time ago, back in May. Back in May, when Biden and McCarthy met, and they reached a deal that was sealed with Democratic votes. But that is what happened on Saturday. passed the Senate right away, 88-9. And then Joe Biden signed it a little before midnight. So the funding keeps going till November 17. We're going to the lines. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling, Bill. What's in your mind today?
Thanks, man. And today I really can't wait to say this. You know, the illegal members of Congress who have broken their vows, 14th Amendment, Section 3, broke that. The illegal members held America hostage this weekend, held it hostage. And they voted, but they took a knee to Putin with to not attack Putin. So they want to defund the Ukraine effort. I think America has to wake up and say, that's enough. That's enough. This can't keep happening. They're going to want to hold us hostage again. They talk about the illegals on the border. No, the real illegals in this country happen to be in Congress. They've already committed acts that don't allow them to participate. And we are held hostage by this crew. Thanks so much, Matt. I want to hear your thoughts on what I just said. Thank you.
Yeah, that's an excellent point. And now I'm getting to it now. The one, it stripped the bill of all of the garbage. You know, they had loaded it up with, we got to cut by 30%. When McCarthy and Biden agreed to this back in May, they agreed to it. And these clowns, the MAGA clowns, wanted to strip it down to 30% or strip it by 30%. They got rid of all the immigration stuff. They got rid of all the other stuff. The one thing they did not get rid of was they did not want to fund money for Ukraine. Now, what's the story on that? Biden has requested $24 billion. The Ukrainians are magnificent. The Ukrainians are beating the you-know-what out of Putin. We, for 5% of our defense budget, 5%, has resulted in almost 300,000 Russians killed on the battlefield, thousands and thousands of tanks, trucks, boats, planes destroyed from Russia. Russia isolated. All of that occurred. All of that occurred, and these clowns want to cut it out. There was only $6.9 billion that was put in, $6.9 billion in the Senate bill that the House was looking at, and they cut that out. The good news, and we're going to get that as soon as I take this next call, the good news is that this will pass, and I'll explain how it will pass. Angie of Monroe, my friend, thanks for calling. Angie, what's in your mind today?
I just have a question. Is it actually cash the Congress gives, or can we donate, like go through all our supplies, and instead of giving like all of our supplies, Mila's, the old, different, you know, like the old supplies that we have in stock that we don't use anymore, instead of giving them to the local police, maybe we can give at least that to Ukraine versus giving them cash? I don't know if that would work out, and I'll take your answer off the air.
Yeah, that's an excellent, excellent question, Angie. And let me tell you how it works. They vote the amount, which is cash, $6.9 billion. But how the president's the commander in chief. And right now, he can order stock, military stock to Ukraine right now. And he does. The problem is he doesn't want to strip us down totally. I mean, you know, you don't want to have no ammunition left in the United States. You don't want to have no missiles left in the United States. So he has to carefully calibrate that. So some of this money will be used to build new supply and send it to Ukraine. The amount of the aid we give Ukraine is, much of it is simply in hardware. It's much of it's in hardware, training, and a lot of other things. But we do give them some cash, and here's the reason. And that cash is very, very carefully monitored. Ukraine right now has 45 million people. Russia has 145 million people. The Ukrainians are magnificent, but how do you run a country? How do your farmers produce grain and ship it to a port that's bombed? They're bombed in the field. These people are unbelievable. However, you have to have a bureaucracy. You have to have, for instance, their military has to be paid. They don't get very much, and they are very, very committed, but their bureaucracy has to be paid. Bureaucracy is a bad word. It's not a bloated bureaucracy, but there have to be hospitals. There has to be some health oversight and all that. not just the United States, but Europe as well. Europe has given billions and billions and billions of dollars also. Some of it in cash keeps their economy and keeps their government going. If you deprive them of any cash and nobody had a salary over there, couldn't make money, they go out in the field, try to grow wheat, and they're bombed. Then they try to ship it to Odessa to ship out, and they're bombed. And then the ship in Odessa gets bombed. We have got to supply them with the funds that's necessary to keep their government going. And part of it is that, but not the largest part of it. The largest part of it are these missiles. We're going to be sending them, I hope, F-16 planes. Joe Biden has promised that, and I want to see that happen very, very quickly. He's promised them some long-range HIMARS, small weapons, trucks, tanks. All the $6.9 billion in the Senate bill included all of that. I mean, that's what the ultimate purpose would be. It's not just you turn them over a $6.9 billion check and say, you know, you spend it as you see fit. That's not the way it goes. That's not the way it goes. And then the extent there is cash, it's monitored. It's monitored by our overseers. And Zelensky is as honest as the day is long. And when he's seen people whom he doesn't trust, he fires them. Some of his own cabinet's been fired. But they are scrupulously honest in administering this because they're fighting for their lives. These Russians come in. The Russians are savage. I hate to say savages because I've been to St. Petersburg and Moscow and I met some very nice people. Their culture is savage. First of all, they shoot their own wounded. As they leave a battlefield, there's a guy lying there with bloody legs and they'll go, "Can you walk with us, comrade?" No, they pull out a pistol and shoot him in the head. They kidnapped 20,000 or more Ukrainian kids away from their parents. Sometimes they'll rape the mother in front of the kids, then kidnap the kids, take them to Moscow or somewhere in Russia and instruct them only in Russian patriotic song. And they'll say things like, "We're going to beat the Ukrainian out of them." These people are evil. Their culture is evil. They have taken people from Chechnya who are Islamic terrorists who go in and rape and murder people. The Wagner group is a terrorist group. It's pure evil. We are backing Ukraine because we're backing all of democracy. Ukraine is a European country, by the way. It's a European country. It's not an Asian country. And it's a Judeo-Christian country. And these guys are going in there and absolutely killing and raping them. So when we give them, say Joe Biden wants the $24 billion, how much do you think an F-16 costs? How much do you think a HIMARS missile costs? How much do you think all of this military? For 5% of our military budget, we are in a war with Russia and beating them. And we're using surrogates who are the marvelous Ukrainians. They're very, very brave. They're very, very patriotic for their own country, and they desperately want to get into the EU, the European Union. So that's the short answer, Angie. It's a very good question, and part of it's in military hardware, part of it's in cash, but the cash is monitored carefully to pay salaries of people so that that country can keep going. In our interest to beat Russia, we're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Uh-oh, did a rock hit your windshield from that semi? Don't worry, Autoglass Now offers fast, reliable, and convenient service. For a limited time only, Autoglass Now is offering 50% off windshield replacement. Call your local Autoglass Now today for full details.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic Sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association. If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Clear skies tonight with lows around 59. Winds out of the south around 5 miles an hour. Mainly sunny skies tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 86. Lows level off around 66. Tomorrow night, cloudy skies expected. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Wednesday. Chance for scattered rain showers on Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Hite. Currently, it's 81 degrees.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM.
Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM.
This is The Shaw, WAUK.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We'll go right to the lines. Andrew of Detroit, my friend. Thanks for calling, Andrew. What's in your mind today?
Hey, Matt, I was noticing over the weekend, we know that every time there has been a threat of a government shutdown, it's been the Republicans. But it was always like Republicans versus Bill Clinton, Republicans versus Barack Obama. This time it was Republicans versus themselves. And without the votes from the Democrats, this thing might not have been averted, which makes me believe that the Democrats may be in the catbird seat right now. Not like we can get Hakeem Jeffries as the Speaker of the House, but certainly the Democrats can get some moderate Republican or even the current Speaker of the House to go along with what needs to be done. Show them who the adults are in the room and ignore the votes they know they can't get on the Republican side. Wait, yeah, to hear what you say, Matt.
Yeah, Andrew, that's a very good insight. Let me, and you've anticipated our next segment, so I'm going to get right into it right now. And that is that Matt Gaetz has now said, or he's threatened, I think he's a full of hot air, but he's threatened that he is going to bring a motion, a resolution to vacate the chair, which means that it would throw McCarthy out, and it would require 218 votes. I don't think that it's going to succeed. But secondly, there's a little part of me in the back of my head thinks he may not even bring it, even though he keeps shooting his mouth off about it. And why do I say that? It takes 218 votes. They got, 126 votes for this bipartisan deal among the Republicans, but there's a lot more of that. We're not just going to stand by and throw their speaker out. If the speaker gets thrown out, there's nobody else on the Republican side who could get 218 votes, nobody. And Matt Gaetz isn't getting 218 votes. Stephen Scalise is not getting 218 votes. And there's not enough votes to make Hakeem Jeffries the speaker. It is possible to look at it this way, and I don't want to give McCarthy too much credit, but he has five or six actually bat feathers crazy Republicans, you know, this Gosar and Matt Gaetz and Lauren Boebert and some of the, you know, Mo Brooks and all these guys. It may be, and it took 15 ballots to make him speaker, it may be that he sucked along with them for the last month pretending, not really pretending, trying to get their stuff in when he couldn't get it. There's little doubt in my mind that he had a talk with somebody in the Democratic Party. There's little doubt in my mind. I don't know if it's Joe Biden. I don't know if it's Hakeem Jeffries. I don't know if it's some old buddy of his who's a Democrat and they passed the message on. But you don't go to where we were in the show on Friday and Saturday morning. Suddenly there's a deal that attracts 209 Democratic votes. I mean, that was in the making somehow. And there's also little doubt in my mind that the Democrats, no matter what they say, you know, AOC said, well, you know, I'll never vote for McCarthy. When she was interviewed just a few hours ago, she lessened her tune a little bit. Her mood was, well, we'll see. Now, here's what I think happens. A, Gates doesn't have the votes. He knows it. And if he tries to throw McCarthy out and he loses, he has a huge black eye. So I don't think he's going to do it. But if he does do it, there will be a motion to table. A motion to table his motion. And if there's a motion to table, that only takes 218 votes. And I think that may be what they're looking at, is that a number of Democrats would say, you know, I don't want McCarthy, but I don't want this idiot Gates winning anything. So I don't want any motion of his. We table it. And it'll take, you know, and I think something like 200 Republicans would vote for that too. So that's not going to go anywhere. But even if I'm wrong, even if there is not a motion to table, or if there is and it's not successful, it goes forward. And how many Republicans do you think will oppose it? Well, there are 222 Republican votes, and 126 voted for this deal. 90 did not. But of those 90, there aren't very many of them are going to want to throw the speaker out. Who are they going to put in? Gates? They're not going to do that. Scalise, he says he doesn't want it because he knows he couldn't get it. So I have a feeling that something like 200 or 205 or even 210 Republicans will vote against Gates. That means 8 Democrats would be needed, if it's 210, 8 more, 218, would be needed to overcome it. A lot of Democrats will say, hey, look, I don't want McCarthy, but I really don't want Gates to win, number one. Number two, if I'm Hakeem Jeffries or I'm Joe Biden or any of these guys had negotiated this in advance with McCarthy, I'm going to say, look, Jack, you cut this anti-Ukraine stuff out. Do you hear me? Knock it off. Because if you don't knock that off, you ain't going to stay as speaker. You ain't going to stay as speaker. We'll bring the motion to vacate. The minority party can bring a motion to vacate. And then all it takes is 5 weirdos like Gates. I have a feeling that when November 17 comes, November 17 is the extended period of this continuing resolution. That's it. Only, 45 or so days. So when that comes, it's not just going to be Ukraine aid. It's going to be 11 of the 12 funding bills that the House couldn't get going on because Gates and the rest opposed it. I think that there will be a coalition like this one, and they'll pass, and there will be Ukraine aid pass, and that's already been discussed. And the final thing I'll say is this. The Speaker of the House is supposed to be the Speaker of all the House, unlike the Senate, where you have the majority leader and the minority leader. The Speaker is the Speaker. He doesn't vote. The Speaker doesn't vote. He is supposed to work on a bipartisan basis. And I think McCarthy has teed it up nicely, and I think there's going to be Ukraine aid, and I think that there is going to be a budget and a resolution on November 17th. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
For the Devil's Advocates.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Former President Trump faces millions in damages for committing fraud to do business in New York. His attorney, Alina Haba.
What we are witnessing is election interference of somebody who is leading in the polls the more they hit him. So keep hitting him, because he's going to keep fighting.
Florida Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz wants to remove House Speaker Kevin McCarthy from his leadership role.
So for all the crocodile tears about what may happen later this week about a motion to vacate, working with the Democrats is a yellow brick road that has been paved by Speaker McCarthy.
Actress Selma Blair is at the White House today celebrating more than three decades of the Americans with Disabilities Act.
Hello, I'm Selma Blair, and I'm here before you today as a proud disabled woman with my cane.
She's battled MS for years and says the law has been life-changing. CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Civic Media Radio Stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Waukesha County preliminary hearing for the man charged with killing his girlfriend and hiding her body has been delayed. There's a question about the lawyer for Matthew Paul, so proceedings have been put on hold. The body of Stephanie Pavlins was found by construction workers in Delafield 1 year ago. Prosecutors say Paul hid her body there. A new hearing will take place in November. From here to Adams County, it's about two and a half hours as the crow flies, or in this case, as the flamingo flies. Birdwatchers recently sighted a group of flamingos near Pentonwell Lake. They were first seen a week ago in Port Washington and later along the Wisconsin River near the Dells. Scientists speculate that Hurricane Idalia may have caused the tropical birds to veer off course. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Alba Show, weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Alba Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm fixing a hole where the rain. Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We'll go right to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark?
Yeah, it's interesting. I was doing a little background check in here. It looks like Matt Gaetz, I mean, he's pushing. But at the same time he's doing that, it looks like there's members of his own caucus that are seeking to expel him for ethics problems that he may have, you know, banging around in his closet. But, I mean, you have to go after these guys. I mean, it's not only Matt Gaetz, but it's the Wisconsin fake electors. I mean, that if you do not go after these people, like, you know Scott Fitzgerald and his fellow fake electors, it just emboldens them. I mean, then they get away with it, and they think they get away with more. I mean, Matt Gaetz would escape, you know, as I put it before, escape the noose a couple years ago when they decided not to charge him with trafficking a 17-year-old. I mean, and I can't figure that one out because she testified, yes, he did, and he just said, well, no, I didn't. But, I mean, the guy is, there's repeated people saying that this guy's a creep,
right.
That he's just a creeper, and that, And yet he's just his mega followers, his mega allies just, you know, continue to go on with this stuff, and it just is
right.
It's just unbelievable.
Mark, you hit the nail on the head, because I do not think he's going to file it. Now, he could turn around and do it an hour from now, and okay, but the thing is, he's become more equivocal. He was shooting his mouth off big time over the weekend, and lately he was saying, well, we'll have to see. If he doesn't have, if he has got to think two things. One is, every Democrat will vote to vacate and throw McCarthy out. And then number two, he only has to get five votes and he has to identify who they are. Well, I think he realizes now, hey, wait a minute. I'm attacking McCarthy for working with Democrats, and I would need major Democratic support to do what I want to do. So in his most recent interviews today, he was much more equivocal. Well, you know, we're going to, it'll happen, but he shut his mouth up. Number two, this guy has one of the worst reputations in the Congress, even on the Republican side. Now, they have Santos, Gosar, they have Marjorie Taylor Greene, they have Lauren Boebert. I mean, they have some real doozies. But this guy is right at the bottom. He really is. So if this were somebody like a Steve Scalise or somebody who is well-regarded, I'd start thinking, well, you know, we got to watch about this. But when you have a guy who's the dregs of the party, the dregs of the party comes crawling out of the sewer. I mean, the only dumber one would be Marjorie Taylor Greene, who put the naked pictures of Hunter Biden in front of the committee and is absolutely out of her mind. But this guy's out of his mind, too. He's absolutely out of his mind. And no, they're not going to do it. And it's not going to work, because 200 Republicans, at least 200 Republicans, in my view, of the 222 are going to say, no, we're not going to throw our speaker out. Not when 126 of our compatriots in the Republican caucus voted for this thing. That's over 50% of the Republican caucus. There's a thing called the Hastert rule. I don't know if anybody remembers that. He was a speaker at one time, and he got in there because they used to attack Boehner, who was speaker, and Ryan, who was speaker, because they would rule by consensus. In other words, you'd have to have a critical mass of Republicans, critical mass of Democrats, and then they'd put a bill out for vote. The Hastert rule, you may recall, was the Republicans wanted no Republican speaker will put anything out to vote unless more than half of the caucus is for it. Well, here, more than half of the caucus is for what McCarthy did. There's no way. And if he manages to harvest a few other malcontents like himself, and I think at most he'd file two or three, I think it's already been decided that two or three Democrats will bail him out. And they may do it. They may do it on a motion to table. That's the easiest way to do it. And then they can go back to their district and say, I didn't vote for McCarthy. I just voted to table that Gates's motion. He should be in jail. I mean, that's really what's going to happen. But thanks a lot for calling, Mark. That was a very good comment. Well, if you had the misfortune of turning on, let's see, we have one more comment on the pending matter. Jack of Merrimack, my friend, thanks for calling. Jack, what's in your mind today?
Yeah, these bloody Republicans are the biggest time wasters of the people's time of any political party I've ever heard of any place in the world. All they do when they have even the least little bit of power is they vote to damage the governor as much as possible and then blame the Democrats. This is crazy. Gates he's not going to obviously be speaker. Even talking about this, wasting their time by doing that, it's just crazy. When are people going to realize the Republican Party as it exists today does nothing for America, Americans, and in fact, some of their votes damage the stability in the world, whether it's against climate change legislation or whether it's against funding Ukraine to help in their war effort. This has got to stop. These guys are nuts. End of my rant for the day.
Well, no, those are good comments. That wasn't a rant. And there's a very core truth in what you said is, in doing this, and a guy like Gates shooting his mouth off, and having 15 ballots to get a speaker and, you know, cutting Ukraine aid out here, even though I'm certain that it's already going to be put in by November 17. They send a bad signal to Putin. They send a bad signal to Xi and Kim Jong-un and the Iranians. They send a signal that we're divided, and we're really not. Yeah, people talk about polls. The vast majority of this country knows that the Russian invasion of Ukraine is a genocide. It's a genocide. It is sadistic. It is like the Nazi invasion of the Warsaw Ghetto. That was worse, in my view, simply because Adolf Hitler was, in my view, the most evil man who ever existed. And that was part of a Holocaust that claimed 6 million victims among Jewish people and many others among Slavic people and others. But it's the same kind of thing. You go in to a much weaker looking neighbor and you rape and murder them. That is what is going on. And so we know that. Biden knows that. Everybody knows that here, but not everybody knows that in the Middle East, in Europe, in Asia, in Africa. So the Republicans, by doing this, by doing exactly what Jack said, wasting time talking about it, what they end up doing is weakening us around the world, to say nothing of Tommy Tuberville, Rand Paul, J.D. Vance holding up promotions, holding up ambassadors, holding up U.S. attorneys, which we will also get to. So, Jack, thanks for the call. If you had the misfortune of turning television on this morning, you saw Donald Trump at the first day of Letitia James's fraud trial, civil trial in New York. And Trump is starting to lose his cool. You know, normally he will blithely call for violence, he'll lie and all that, but it's with kind of this, you know, ah shucks, avuncular kind of look. He was angry, and he gave the judge said that you couldn't photograph and audio the actual proceedings, but what you could do in terms of that, what you could do was to do it just beforehand and then when they do these stand-ups in the hallway. And Donald Trump bashed the judge, this judge. He said he's a Democratic operative, he's a disgrace, his mind is made up. That's what he said. It was ridiculous. And one of his lawyers, Elena Haba, got up and said something similar in the courtroom, which in Milwaukee County, if you had said that to a judge, you would be held in contempt. Going to the lines, Joe of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling, Joe. What's in your mind today?
Thank you. I can't thank you enough, Matt. Your analysis in the last half hour of what was happening with McCarthy and getting through this bill, and particularly when you describe the way in which, as you said, McCarthy teed it up nicely by meeting with Dems in the Senate and figuring out what his game plan was going to be in order to make this go forward. I just can't thank you enough. And one of the things that was very helpful about this is that you reiterated, I should have known this, but you said, unlike the Senate, the Speaker of the House is supposed to represent the whole House. He's supposed to negotiate to make things happen. Instead, you have this, you know, we're dwindling into these the hard set. I'm a Republican. I can never cross the aisle. Blah blah blah. It's insane, and it does not help government. As your previous caller had mentioned, we're just being stymied by this. And I really appreciated the detail that you provided in this segment. It was extremely helpful to understand that his role. There's not a majority speaker and a minority speaker. There is only one speaker, and he doesn't vote, which is just really, you know, very helpful details. I wanted to add on to that and return to one might call it a hobby horse of mine, which is this galloping open meetings situation that has to do with dear Mr. Voss, who wanted to have a group meeting with him for him and ordered them to meet. And now, apparently on Friday, Judge Prosser, who is the only person who has been recognized as this three-person panel that's supposed to be meeting on Voss's ideas to deliver to Voss ideas about how to impeach Janet Protasiewicz, now says, well, we weren't doing the government's business. When he said he was meeting before the judge here in Madison, we weren't doing government business. This wasn't subject to open meetings law. This was simply we got together and met for lunch. We didn't really know what we were supposed to do, and we met for lunch. Now, Matt, you know, it's ludicrous to the nth degree. Only one person has been identified. The other two have remained silent. We don't know who they are. And this activity was ordered by the speaker, the Republican speaker of our assembly, that he ordered these people to meet, these public officials to meet to conduct public business. What is with this dance, do you think, of backing away, like, you know, that he just touched an electric pole? What do you suppose is behind all that? I appreciate your insights into this matter. Thanks a lot, Matt.
Sure. No, thank you. And it's a very important issue, because it doesn't matter where they met at lunch. It doesn't matter if they met in the parking lot. It doesn't matter if they met by phone. Very frequently, there are lunch business meetings, but they're subject to the open records. I think a couple of things happened here, and I have a deep suspicion of who at least one of the other judges is. But remember something. You had I wouldn't even say Democratic, but, you know, Jeanine Geske and Lou Butler came out and criticized the whole idea of impeaching Janet Protasiewicz and their former Supreme Court justices. Voss said it wasn't Gableman. I'm assuming he's telling the truth. Maybe he is or maybe he isn't, but let's assume it was not Gableman. So it's Prosser. And Prosser was the one who, remember, was accused of putting his hands around the throat of a fellow justice, Ann Walsh Bradley. So other Supreme Court justices whom I've known in the past who were Republicans are deceased. So I think one of them has got to be Pat Rogensack. But when she was asked, she declined to comment. And I have no idea who the third one is. But I think that what happened initially is Voss said to himself, I'm going to make it look fancy. I'm going to make it look on the up and up. I'm going to talk to some Supreme Court justices. This guy is not the sharpest knife in the drawer. I mean, what do you think the first question from a journalist is going to be? Who are they? He panics and he goes, well, I'm not going to tell you. Well, then they get to Prosser and somehow he spills the beans on himself. But you can't say we met at lunch and we didn't meet at dinner, so therefore there's no open records. You don't have to eat at this meeting. It doesn't have to be lunch. It can be coffee. It can be standing up in the hallway. If you have a committee that stands in the hallway and talks, they're trying to make it sound as if this is innocuous, blah, blah, blah. He just wants a second opinion. Fine. But tell us who they are. Tell us who they are. That is the law in Wisconsin. You can't just blow it off. Now, some group could sue under the open records. They'd win. Here's the problem. Voss's attorney's fees would be paid by you and me. The fine for Voss would be paid by you and me. This is what's happened in the past. And this would take time and detract from what we're trying to do with Janet. So excellent call, Joe. As always, thanks very much for going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive.
make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Clear skies tonight with a low of 59. South winds around 5 miles an hour. Highs around 86. Tomorrow, mainly clear. Overcast tomorrow night. Lows around 66. Cooler Wednesday and Thursday with highs from the low 70s to the upper 70s. Chance for scattered storms Wednesday. Chance for scattered showers on Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 81 degrees.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Well, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We'll go right to the lines. I see you. I will take you in order. Let's start with Jean of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling, Jean. What's in your mind today?
Thank you. Great show as usual. I hope you know that. Anyway, I just wanted to bring up something really quickly. And I was just so astounded and really pleased to see it. And I've been watching a little bit of the hearings as much as I can tolerate of this supposedly impeachment business. And I was so proud of AOC. Because they had three witnesses, you know, that the Republicans got up there and one that the Democrats did, you know, for an impeaching Joe Biden. And she came out with it and she was talking about, you know, any serious investigation, you have, you know, witnesses, you know, that have material information of crimes committed. And she asked each one of them, you know, do you have any firsthand witness accounts of any crimes committed by the President of the United States? Each one of them said no. And I thought, wow, if anybody gets a chance to see that, I mean, I couldn't believe it, Matt. If they would have did this a long time ago, probably would have, you know, had to get them off the floor. That was just amazing. So those witnesses themselves that the Republicans had there said no evidence. Anyway, no. Thank you very much, and you have a good day.
Well, thank you. Yeah, no, those are excellent questions by AOC. And all of them, even Turley, the law professor, who's a darling of the right, said, no, there's not evidence to suggest that. So, you know, what's the result has been? That was this guy from Kentucky, Comey. They have decided to strip him of the impeachment task and turn it over to Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan. And he's like a little attack ball. He's also a questionable guy, in my opinion. He's the guy that had knowledge of sexual abuse of wrestlers at the college where he was an assistant wrestling coach. He didn't do it himself, but he didn't inform anybody or do the right thing. And then he was, according to one of the press accounts, called one of the other wrestlers' brothers and was almost crying on the phone saying, please don't, you know, turn me in. I'm running for Congress. So, you know, they have these weirdos. They have Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan. They have, who else do they, you know, Matt Gaetz and Marjorie Taylor Greene, George Santos. You know, I think ultimately people in this country are going to see through this. I really do. We're going back to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend, thanks for calling. What's your mind at Wisco Paul?
Well, good afternoon, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. I was happy to see some bipartisan work this weekend. All in not perfect. It still was nice to see, and even Johnson voted for it, and along with 6CD Grobman, so that was nice to see. On the other side of the coin here, Voss is out of control, and he better get his act together here because people are not going to stand for the impeachment of Judge Janet, and it's hypocritical for him to even suggest it. So my advice to Voss, drop it. Because everybody knows it's all about power. You don't want to lose the maps you have, which are rigged, which isn't democracy. So thank you, Matt, and you have a great day.
Yeah, thank you, Paul. No, I'm with you 100%. And there seemed to me, and these are not based on any reports, but just observation, that he's drawing back from it a little bit for a couple of reasons. One is various groups have put on a very substantial TV by opposing it. And they're very, very good ads. I don't know if you've seen them wherever you get your television, but they point out that they're trying to overturn the election. And remember, they tried to overturn it with January 6th. They tried to overturn it with the Green Bay sweep. They're trying to overturn it. And remember the three stool legs of the Republican effort on this is violence, chaos, and fraud. And impeaching Judge Janet is chaos and fraud, because the statute is quite clear that it takes either a crime on her part or corruption while in office on her part. She's never committed a crime, and she's never committed any corruption in or out of office. She's only been in office since the beginning of August. She's been in 2 months. She hasn't done any acts at all, good, bad, or indifferent. So if they just try to wave and use the talismanic word impeachment and kind of wave their pinkies and go, okay, now you're off the court. No, no. LeMahieu can't be trusted. He would sit there for 2 years like he did with Fred Pren. Remember, with the successor to Fred Pren? And LeMahieu acted, the Republicans talked to Pren. They coached Pren. The fix is in. The fix is in. So with Judge Janet, there was a lawsuit filed that the Supreme Court would not take up in an original jurisdiction, asking for a declaratory judgment and injunction, which is something I'd advocated on this show, saying that they can't impeach Judge Janet. But I did not read the decision in which they wouldn't take it. Usually that's very pro forma. It's a couple of sentences, so it's not really a decision. But it does not surprise me that until there is an impeachment effort, they view it as not ripe for adjudication, which is a requirement. And also original jurisdiction in the Supreme Court, they didn't say that they would never take it, and they didn't say they wouldn't take it in the Supreme Court. They essentially said it's premature, and I agree with that. But what's going to happen, the minute they go and they try to do that on the floor, then that lawsuit and a lawsuit like it should go right to the Supreme Court, and Judge Janet should not recuse herself. Judge Janet should not recuse herself. She should definitely not recuse herself, and should hold that that is an unconstitutional impeachment. Okay, we're going back to the lines. Lee, it says Lee of Wisconsin. Thanks for calling, Lee. What's in your mind today? You have about a minute.
Well, yes, I know it's toward the end of the show, and I've heard your program on and off, but I want to compliment you on many of the good topics you've reviewed. And I think we're heading the right direction. I'd like to see Hakeem Jeffries become the next Speaker of the House once the Republicans are done wrangling with themselves, and they'll never get anywhere. That would be a definite plus. And Voss, I think he needs to be fixed. And I was very happy to see Trump blow it on stage. So anyways, thank you so much for all that you do. You're a good man. Thank you.
Lee, thank you very much. And, you know, when I'm constrained here, like I have 30 seconds, that's not on me. That's on the advertiser. So I can't thank you enough. Lee, we're coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great callers, as always. Matt Flynn, direct back, same time, same place tomorrow. Stand by for another great show. Diamond Crew, Devil's Advocate, signing off for today.
I will stand my ground, and I won't back down.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.